Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when life just feels like a roller coaster, ups and downs, twists and turns. Sometimes you're screaming with joy, sometimes you're white-knuckling it through the drops. Yeah, I get it. We all go through those periods of emotional turbulence. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those highs and lows with more grace, more balance? That's what we're diving into today. Building your own support network for emotional well-being. Think of it as your personal safety net, the people who catch you when you fall, cheer you on when you rise, and keep things real even when life gets crazy. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, I'm a lone wolf, I do my own thing. And that's awesome, but even the most independent spirits benefit from connection. We're social creatures by nature, wired for belonging and support. So let's talk about five key takeaways to create your own emotional balance, crew. First, identify your needs. What kind of support do you crave? Someone to vent to, a listening ear, an accountability buddy, or maybe someone who can offer practical advice. Knowing what you need helps you find the right people. Think about it like this: if you're craving healthy meals, you wouldn't go to a pizza place, right? You need a sauce that aligns with your needs. Next, look beyond the obvious. We often think of support as family and close friends, which are absolutely crucial. But don't underestimate the power of mentors, colleagues who share similar values, or even online communities built around your interests. Remember, support can come from unexpected places. Ever found yourself relating to someone you just met at a coffee shop? Those connections matter. Third, quality over quantity. It's not about having a massive social circle, it's about cultivating genuine connections with people who truly get you. Those few individuals who see you, understand your quirks, and offer unwavering support or gold. Think of them as your emotional anchors, the ones who keep you grounded when things get rough. Now, communication is key. Let your support network know what you need. It might feel awkward at first, but vulnerability breeds connection. Tell them how they can best support you, whether it's a listening ear during a stressful week or an encouraging pep talk before a big presentation. Open communication strengthens those bonds. Finally, reciprocity is everything. Building a strong support network isn't a one-way street. Be there for your people too. Offer your own support, lend a helping hand, celebrate their wins. Remember, it's about mutual growth and understanding. It's like a beautiful dance where everyone benefits from the movement and connection. Think about this. You're at that point in a movie where the hero is facing an impossible challenge. Who are they turning to for help? Their trusty sidekick, their wise mentor, or their loyal friend who always has their back. That's exactly what a strong support network does. It equips you with the strength and resilience to overcome any obstacle. Ever been in that situation where you felt overwhelmed, like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Maybe a big deadline loomed, or a personal issue was weighing heavy on your mind. In those moments, I'll bet a good friend reached out, offered a listening ear, or helped lighten the load. That's the magic of connection. It reminds us we're not alone in this crazy journey called life. So today, take a moment to reflect: who are those people in your life that make you feel seen, heard, and supported? Reach out, nurture those connections, and remember, building a strong support network is one of the most valuable investments you can make in your emotional well-being. Remember, friends, this isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. So go out there, build that tribe, and let's face life's challenges together with clarity, focus, and a whole lot of support. See you tomorrow for another dose of Clarity First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.